We're holding on Nun Omid Beis by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Hamakadish isha uvita." A man is makadish together a woman and her daughter. Meaning, in other words, not that he's makadish one and then the other, because then the first one's kedushin would take effect and the second one's would not, because the Torah tells us a woman and her daughter are erva one relative to the other. Meaning, once he's been makadish one, the other one is also to him. So we're talking about Rashi says that he said both of you are makadish to me at the same time. Oy isha v'achoisa ka'achas, or a woman and her sister, same thing. Einan Makudoshis, then they're not Makudosh, for reasons that we're going to discuss in the Gemara, that we don't say that one of them is Makudosh and one not. No, we're going to say neither one of them is Makudosh, neither one needs a get. Umaisa b'chomish nashim, it happened once with a situation with five women. Uvahen shtei achoyis, among these five women were two daughters. V'liket adam echad kakola sh'te'enim, a man collected a basket of figs. And by the way, you should know about these figs, v'shalahen hoisa. These figs actually belonged to them. They came from an orchard that belonged to these women, v'shal shvius hoisa, and they were food of shvius. We're going to eventually see in the Gemara later on Nun Aleph from Beis, what the chiddush is of that whole part. In any case, va'omar, and he said, "Hare kocha mekudoshes li b'kalkolazu, all of you are mekudosh to me using this basket." V'kibo achas mehen ayidei kolan. One of these women accepted the basket of figs on behalf of all of them. Now, so the question is, are all five of them mekudosh? How could it be? Two of them are sisters. Va'omar chachamim ein achoyes mekudoshes. The chachamim said the sisters are not mekudosh. Now, the implication is that the other three women are Makodesh. So we're going to see in the Gemara. After all, he said, Kulchen, he said, all of you are Makodesh to me. Why would we say then that we're splitting it up? And we're saying that only some, we can't say that all five of them are Makodesh, granted, because two of them are sisters. But why are we saying that any of them are Makodesh at all? So we'll see about that. We'll see about that in the Gemara. What exactly was the lashon that he said? We're going to actually have we're going to have a machlokas Abaye and Rava, and eventually from the machlokas, we're going to have two different ways of explaining the scenario of the Mishnah. So the Gemara first says, Menohani Mili. How do we know this concept that Kedushin are not Tofus when it comes to two sisters together? Omar Rami Bachoma, the Omar Kura, because the Pasuk says, V'isha ala choysa lo sikach litzrar. The Pasuk says, don't take in marriage a woman together with her sister to make them tsaris. As we learned a lot in Yevamos, two co-wives are called tsaris one to another. So therefore, Rami Bachama says the pasuk is implying Hatoda Omra b'shar shenasu tsaris zulazu, at a time when any time that the sisters are going to become tsaris one to another. Meaning, in other words, that you makadish them at the same time, then then it would be impossible to do likuchin, which means marriage, which means kedushin, with even one of them. In other words, it sounds like that's what the pasuk is saying. If you already married one of them, then there's no chidush that you can't marry the other. I mean, the pasuk needs to tell us that you can't marry the other one, but then it doesn't need to use the expression loy sikach for that. Then it would be like any other erva. So the fact that it says v'isha elachosach loy sikach litzrer, the pasuk is implying that even if previously they had not, that even if all of a sudden now you're making them tsoris one to another, namely you're makadish them both together, then the kedushin are not tofus. Which in other words, Tosfos says that the point is now sometimes we do in fact find the word loy yikach to refer to somebody where kedushin or tofus, a kohen and almona is not a kohen gadol not allowed to marry an almona and so forth, and yet we use the word lo yikach by them, but and they are kedushin or tofus. But here, what it means is isha lachosa lo sikach meaning each one is considered an achos isha to the other one, and we know that an achos isha, we're going to learn later on in our masechta about the concept that we've already learned about it actually in Yevamos, that when it comes to chayve krisus, then kedushin are not tofus. A woman's a wife's sister is chayve krisus. Therefore, Therefore, Kiddushin are not tofus, and Rami Bachama's pasuk is telling us that that's true even not only if one of them was Makudish to you before, but even if you Makadish both of them right now. However, Amalei Rava, but Rava says to Rami Bachama, Ihochi, if that's what the pasuk is talking about, Hainu Dechdiv, then what about the pasuk continues, V'nichvasu hanafoshes ha'oises mikerev amam, at the end of the section of Arayis, it says any people who do these things are going to get koris, meaning any of the arayas that are mentioned in the parasha. Well, if kiddushin are not toifas in either one of them, koris mi mechayev, how could he be chayev koris? Meaning, in other words, when you have, if he was makodesh to one of them, if he was makadish one of them, and then he's makadish the other, then sure, there can be koris involved over here because he was legally married to one. The other one now becomes a chois ishtoi. She's an erva to him, and all arayas involve koris. But here you're talking about Rami Bachoma, that to begin with, neither of them are makodesh to him. Well, then neither one winds up being a chois ishtoi because there's no kedushin in the first place. So what koris? Ela Omar Rava, Kro B'zeh Achazeh. Rather, Rava says, necessarily, the pasuk has to be talking about where he was Makadosh them one after the other. So first he was Makadosh Rachel, and later on he wants to be Makadosh Leah, and if he does, and then ends up living with her, ends up having relations with her, then he's going to be Chayiv Kodesh. So that being the case, then the pasuk is not addressing the case of our Mishnah at all. Umas Nisin Kidirabah. Rather, says Rava, as far as the din of our Mishnah, the fact that Kedushin aren't Tofus, Rami Bachoma is saying you can learn it from a Pasuk. You can't actually learn it from a Pasuk. Rather, what you can do is you can learn it based on what Rava says. The Amar Rava, Kol She'ene B'Zeh Achazeh, anytime you have something which cannot be accomplished, Zeh Achazeh, you have two things where you can't do one and that you can't have where you do one and then you're still able to do the other, because once you do one, then it blocks the second one from happening anymore. Then it wouldn't work even if you do the two things. We're talking about when you have two things that sort of contradict each other. So exactly that. Once you're Makadosh one woman, once you're Makadosh Rachel, then you're not able to be Makadosh Leah anymore because now she's an erva to you. So now Rava is saying, Rabba's rule tells us that because of that, because once you've been Makadosh Rachel, it's impossible to be Makadosh Leah, at least we're talking as long as Rachel is alive. But in any case, the point is, then even if you do it B'vasachas, you're Makadosh Rachel and Leah together, and say both of you are Makadosh to me, it also wouldn't work. Well, now let's discuss that point. Gufa, Omer Rabba, Kol She'ene B'zeh Achazeh, Afilu B'vasachas Einoi. So let's analyze that point and see whether in fact that is so, that this rule of Vasachas and Vazachazer. So Esve Abaya. So Abaya says to Rabba, I have a question. I have a contradiction to you from a Mishnah, or from a Brice, actually. A Brice says, Hamarbe b'meiser. Suppose a person gives more meiser than he's supposed to. We don't mean meiser k'sopim. We mean meiser of produce, which is supposed to be exactly 10% of what he has. So let's say, for example, Rashi says that instead of giving 10%, he gave one-fifth for Maiser, 20%. Well, the din is peros of misukonin. The rest of his fruit is fixed up, meaning the rest of his fruit is no longer tevel because he's taken Maiser from it. Umaisris mikokolin, however, the Maiser is messed up because what you have now is a mixture of tevel and Maiser. Because you can't say the miser is not miser for itself. After all, the miser is miser only on behalf of the rest of the produce. Now what you have is, because miser, unlike truma, now truma, the Torah tells us that midaraisa, a person could give one grain of wheat, and midrabanan, as we've learned earlier in the Masechta, earlier in our Perek, you have the various amounts, 1/40, 1/50, 1/60, depending on whether a person is generous or average or stingy. But when it comes to Meiser, the Torah specifies 1/10. Now, obviously, you're not giving the Meiser on behalf of itself. You're giving the Meiser on behalf of the rest of the produce. So now what comes out is, so now let's say you separate it out. So you have, let's say, 10 pounds of Paris, and now you separate it out 2 pounds as Meiser. The 1 pound of that is Meiser, but the other pound is still Tevel. So what are you going to do with that? So Rashi explains that what you would have to do is you would have to go and fix it up. And how you'd fix it up, so the Meiri teaches out in Nashi, what you would need to do is you would need to take other fruit and give an appropriate amount of Meiser for that. So in other words, you'd have to, in this case, you have 1 pound, so you'd have to take a different 1 pound of fruit, and you designate from it 1/10 of it would be Meiser. We'd take 1/10 of a pound, whatever, and designate that as Meiser on behalf of this one, and then that way you're fixing up what's in this portion that you separated out as Meiser. The Meiri himself disagrees with Rashi and says there's no way of fixing up this food at all. Anyway, the point is, Va'amai, now based on Rabba's rule, why should we say that this Meiser was Chal in the first place? Neima, why don't we say, Kol She'ena B'zeach Hazeh, the same rule as Rabba is saying, you can't do B'zeach Hazeh, because once you designate 10% as Meiser, it's impossible to designate any more as Meiser and have it take effect, because once you gave Meiser, then the fruit is no longer tevel. The fruit is masukan. And now at that point, it's not relevant to talk about giving ma'aser from it. Any more that you want to give from it at that point to the kohen or the levi is stam, a gift you're giving them. It's not ma'aser. So why don't we say, kol she'ena b'zeach hazeh, anytime you can't do two things b'zeach hazeh, afilu b'vasachas einoy, then the same din would apply that you can't do them b'vasachas. So therefore, it should come out, it's impossible to give more than 10% as Meiser in the first place, and yet the Braisa is telling us that not only you could, but that you actually have, that a certain portion of what you gave is Meiser, and the rest remains Tevel. So why is that? Amale, so Rabba answers, Shiny Meiser. Meiser is a special case, de Issei Lachatzoyim, because in fact, you can take Meiser by halves. Namely, de Omati Scottish Pauga de Chitza. Suppose he were to say that half of each grain of wheat should become kodesh, should become meiser, kodesha, then that would work. In other words, it would be possible for him to say that out of this 2 pounds that I'm separating out as meiser, half of each grain within these 2 pounds should be meiser, and the other half should not be. So therefore, it's possible to do that.
Or
and then
say it, or...
it doesn't matter. So here Rashi actually says that that it's possible for him if he were to say it. This Gemara is also an Erevin. The Gemara brings this whole sugya about kol she'enim v'asachas, kol she'enim v'asachas, v'filu v'asachas enoi. The Gemara brings this whole thing in Erevin as well, in connection with the din that it says over there. And the Gemara brings this whole sugya and this whole discussion back and forth. And there Rashi says it doesn't even matter whether he said it or not. It's considered, we ourselves consider it as though he said it. Now, the problem is, of course, with each grain, we don't know which half is Meiser and which half is not, which is why we said Meiser is Mekokolin. But in principle, each grain is half Meiser and half regular. So it's possible to do that. But when it comes to Kiddushin, which is what we're dealing with over here, you can't be Makadish half a woman. It's an all or nothing thing. So that's different.
And the grain, you can just take, okay, I'm dividing half this half.
So if to begin with, when he said this half is going to be Meiser, this half is going to be Cholin, then fine, of course you could do that. But he didn't specify with each individual grain which half is going to be what. So the result is Meiser's Mekokolin. So the Meiri explains that Rashi would say that what you do is you take some tevel from someplace else and you designate some Meiser out of that other tevel for the half that remained tevel until now. So in other words, what you do is you took out 2 pounds where you were supposed to take out only 1 pound. So now the result is of that 2 pounds, you have tevel and meiser mixed in. And what do? You can't give it to the levy because the levy can't eat tevel. What you do is now, so the Meiri understands Rashi to be saying, you'd take 1/10 of a pound of tevel from someplace else, and you'd say of the same type of produce, and you'd say this should be meiser on behalf of the 1 pound of tevel that's mixed in to this 2 pounds that I separated originally.
Yeah, but if you say first on this bunch, this is truma, then
not truma, meiser. We're saying to begin with, he took out 2 pounds out of 10. He had 10 pounds of wheat in front of him. He took out 2 pounds and he said, this is meiser. Now that's a problem because he only has to give 1 pound. So now, so the Meiri understands Rashi to be saying that what he would now do is he would now take a tenth of a pound of grain of wheat from some. He can't take from the same pile because the same pile, the rest of it. So the one pile, the 2 pounds that he designated as true is tevel and chol and mixed, and the rest of it is already misukonin. The rest of it has already been fixed up. He has to take a tenth of a pound from someplace else. And say this should be meiser on behalf of the 1 pound that's in this 2 pounds that I took originally.
Meiser doesn't matter if
so that would be fine then. So now he does that. He also has to do trumas meiser whatever, and then that he has to do trumas meiser, and then that's fine.
This pile of 2 pounds you can eat now regular?
No. So in principle yes. Once he takes out trumas meiser rishon, anybody's allowed to eat. He's supposed to give it to the Levi, but the fact is it is chulin, he is allowed to eat it. The Meiri himself, anyway, disagrees and says you can't be masakin them at all, and the Taz says something similar. Anyway, the point is that, the point is Abaya was bringing that as a contradiction on Rabbah, but Rabbah is saying the difference is because by Meiser, to begin with, you could conceivably say half of each grain should be Meiser, and if you had clearly delineated which half is going to be which, then yes, you would have. And let's say not with grain. Let's say, for example, you had a pile of bananas in front of you, and you said, you know, the stem, the half of each banana closer to the stem is meiser, and the half that's closer to the base is not. Fine, that'll work. And then you just cut off you just cut the bananas in half, and you give the appropriate amount to the lady. Whereas when it comes to kedushin, you can't say that, right?
But you can't say also. The problem is the two sisters here, right?
The problem is. Forget about the five a second. That was a later case in the Mishnah. The first case in the Mishnah was just that he was saying that he says to two sisters, you're both Makodesh to me, right?
You right. Can't say the older one would come.
No. Okay. So, so Abaya asks, Vare Maisa Behema, the Lekala Chatzoyin. What about consider the case of Maisa Behema? You can't do by halves because you can't say half an animal should be Maisa Behema. The Lekka Bezachazeh. And you can't do bazach hazeh because once you've designated, if you have 10 animals and you designated one of them as meiser, then it's impossible to designate another one as meiser. It's not going to be chal. And yet they can be chal b'vasachas because v'omar rova, because rova says adin, yotzu shnayim ba'asiri. What happens if two animals go out in the 10th position? So you counted 1, 2, 3, etc., up to 9. And then when it came time for the 10th animal to come out, two animals came out together. Then what happens is, the Koran Astiri, so now if he calls them both number 10, then the din is Astiri v'achadosem u'rovim zebezeh. Then what you have is the 10th and the 11th are mixed together, meaning one of them is Maisa Behema, but you don't know which one. So the other one has the din of a shlomim. Because you have a concept, the Mishnah tells us at the end of Bechoris, and it's brought here and there throughout Shas, that if you call the 11th animal 10th, so the din is like this: if previously you had called the 10th one 10, and now you call the 11th one also 10, nothing happens to it. This is what we mean by bazach hazeh, it doesn't work. But if you call them basachas, or for that matter, as we're going to talk about in a second, if you didn't call the 10th one 10th, then what happens is the 11th one, when by you calling it 10th, becomes a shlumming. So now what happens is, so you have a mixture, you have a bechur and you have a shlumming. So in Eruvin, Rashi explains that you are able to bring them both as korbanos. All you're going to have to do is, now with a shlumim, you have to wave the chaz of a shoik. With a bechor, you don't have to do that. Fine, you'll wave the chaz of a shoik. It won't hurt. As far as the eating of them, both a shlumim and a bechor can be eaten for 2 days and one night, and both in the whole city of Yerushalayim, so you don't have that problem. On the other hand, here, Rashi explains that, no, you can't be makir with them because, now Rashi doesn't say why you can't be makir with them. Tosfos over there explains because the fact is the application of the blood of a shlomim versus of a bechor is different. A shlomim is shtei matona shein arba. A bechor is matona achas. Now it is true that with a shlomim, the dieved, if you do only one matona with any korban, you do only one matona, you are yotze. Nevertheless, the hatchila, you shouldn't do that. So here Rashi says, rather, Tosfos says over there that here Rashi changed his mind and says what you should do is you're going to have to wait until both animals develop a mum. then what you're going to do is you're going to take an animal of chulin. You're going to say whichever one of these two is a shlomim, the kedusha should be transferred to this animal, and that will become a shlomim. And you'll bring that third animal as a shlomim, and the other two the owner can eat, because now they have a mum. Anyway, the point is that. So we see, in other words, that there you have something bavas achas that can work. Both of them have the din of the tenth, because we're not sure which is which. Now, it wouldn't be bezach or zeh, because again, if you called the tenth one tenth and then you called another one tenth, it wouldn't work. The second one wouldn't have any kedusha at all. So you see that, not like Rabba's rule.
But you're trying to compare this to our case.
Well, the point, that's we're trying but to compare I, this to our case, right. Well, that's we have to figure out why should it be different. The fact, Rabba's rule is in general, kol she'ene bezeach hazeh, afilu b'vasachas enoi. Now, I have a counterexample, says Abaya, from Maisa Behema. You can't do bezeach hazeh, but b'vasachas, it does work. The answer is, shiny, Maisa Behema de'ise betos. Maisa Behema is different because it can happen, because an animal can get kedusha of Maisa Behema based on a toast. The Tanan, because we learn in a Mishnah there in Bechoris. What if he called the ninth animal tenth by mistake? So he counted eight animals and one through eight, and now the ninth one came out, and by mistake he called it ten. Velastiri chi, or he called the tenth one the ninth one, or he called the 11th one tenth, and you could have all three of them, because you could have, he counted the ninth one as ten, then he chapzich, and then he realizes, you know what, okay, so then in that case, I skipped the number nine, so fine, I'll count the next one as number nine, and then I'll continue from there. Meanwhile, by the time, so he does that, then when the 11th one comes out, he had just said nine, so he thinks, okay, the next number after nine is ten, and he ends up counting that. And the Altadeva points out in Tanya, and again in Kuntres Achron, you know, is that really going to happen in real life? Probably not. But the fact is, the halacha does address such a case. Whatever. And the point is, Shlosht and Mekudoshin, all three of them have a degree of Kedusha. What happens is, the ninth one is not considered Meiser per se, but nevertheless, it has the Kedusha of Meiser to the extent that he can't eat it until it develops a mum. The 10th one is going to be the actual Maisa Behema, which will bring us a carbon. The 11th one, as we said, is going to become a shlomim, basically.
There's no problem with the blood?
So because it's going to become, instead of being Maisa, because the problem with the blood was you have two that are mixed together and you don't know which one is which. Here, afterwards, he separates them out. He realizes this is the one that is actually the 9th, but I mistakenly called that the 10th. This is the 10th one, which I mistakenly, the actual 10th one, which I mistakenly called 9th. This is the 11th one, which I mistakenly called the 10th, etc. So we see, in other words, that Maisa Behema can happen based on a tos. You can have that an animal can get a degree of Kedusha of Maisa Behema based on a mistake. By Kedusha, you don't have such a thing. There's no such thing as Kedusha based on a mistake. Therefore, you can say that Rabba's rule doesn't apply, but nevertheless, it can apply to cases where that consideration doesn't apply. So this answers the stater. But here's another one. Had a toida, the less of a toast, consider the case of a korban toida, namely, a toida comes with 40 loaves of bread, 30 matzah, and 10 chametz. The less nubatos, there's no toast over there because Rashi explains, let's say, for example, so a person shechted a korban toida with 40 chalas. Now, let's say, for example, he happened to have two different batches of lachme toida. One of them were darker and the other one were lighter. Rashi is using that expression, but Pashto is because, like, for example, we have in connection with animals, you could have darker and lighter ones. So here, in order to distinguish one batch from another, we're going to say that one came out darker, one were more well-baked than the other, let's say. Now, if he had in mind one set of chalas, and instead it turned out that it was a different set, then they're not going to be kodesh, because it's hektish tos. There's other examples. The Rashba gives a different example. The Ravid brings a different example. That let's say, for example, you have 40 chalas that are meant for a different toida, and he shechted one particular toida, having those other ones in mind, and then therefore it doesn't work because they were designated for a different toida. Meanwhile, what happened with the ones that were supposed to be for his toida? You could have, let's say, for example, they weren't in the Azorah. Time. They have to be in the Azara in order to get the Kedusha of Lachme Toda. Or, for example, they weren't baked enough yet to develop a crust. In Halacha, bread is considered bread only once it develops a crust. So you have various examples like that, where you could have a toast and the bread doesn't become Kodesh. meaning, in other words, that the toda, hey, you haven't fully brought the toda the way you're supposed to. You're gonna have to bring a different korban toda. So you don't have betos. The less of nami bezachazer. You also don't have bezachazer because if you shechted the toda, having in mind 40 particular loaves, which let's say all the dark ones and all the ones that were fully baked and all the ones that are in the azor or whatever, and then later on after the toda was shechted, you would say, actually, I mean to be Mekadosh a different 40 ones, that they would go with it. Doesn't happen. Nothing happens to those because the Toda was already shechted. Only when the Toda is shechted does it take effect. So there it's one an example of you don't have Bezachos there. There's also no Toast possible because Hektish Toast is not Toast. The Itmar. And yet we have a discussion of Amiroyim about Mevasachas. Where there's a discussion. Toda shenishchata al shmonim chalas. What if you shechted the toda having in mind 80 loaves of bread with it? So two batches of 40 each. What happens to all of them? Chizkiyah makadshila aboyim tech shmonim. Chizkiyah says that 40 out of the 80 will be kodesh. So therefore he's yotzer. Now, how exactly are you going to do it? Given that now you have 40 achulin and 40 achodesh is another question. You also have the question how exactly you give the dinners. You have to give, the Torah says, you have to give one each of the four types to a kohen. So how do you do that exactly? Fine. The Gemara discusses that in Menachos. We don't have to get into that over here. But the point is that Chizkiyah says it does work. 40 out of 80 of them become kodesh. And Rabbi Yechanan says that not. None of them become kodesh. None of them, because since again, so it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rabba's svara of kol she'ena bezachazeh afilu bevasachaseinoi. Therefore, none of them are going to become kodesh because everybody agrees you can't be mekadesh 40 and then another 40 because once the first 40 become kodesh, then there's no room for kedusha to be chal on the other 40 with this toda. It sounds like Rabbi Yochanan is saying then that afilu bevasachaseinoi, which agrees with Rabba's point. It sounds like Chizkiyah disagrees with that. The problem is that Chizkiyah is Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe, and therefore we would assume that we're going to follow Chizkiyah. Now, in fact, the Rambam over here paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, but we're going to talk about now how exactly we're going to understand the scenario. But nevertheless, though, the point is that the Rabba's din, at least, is not universally agreed to, and in particular, Rabbi Yochanan's Rebbe Chizkiyah disagrees with it. So then, in that case, maybe it's not such a hard and fast rule.
Why can't we compare this case to the case where he took 2 pounds, 10?
Because where he took the extra meiser, we said over there, meiser is ikka lachatzoyin, because there you can have each grain of wheat can be half meiser, half chulin. Here you can't say that because you can't say half of each loaf should be for lach metoda and half not. You have to have a whole loaf.
So you could say
the first 40, but the problem is that, well, that's the question. Can you say the first? So if it was bezachazeh, sure, you would have the first 40 are kodesh and the second 40 are not. But if it's bezachas, Rabbi Chizkiyah is saying, fine, 40 out of the 80 are going to become kodesh. Rabbi Yochanan is disagreeing. So Rabbi Yochanan may agree with Rabba's din, but Chizkiyah doesn't. The answer is, lav itman Allah, don't you know that it was said about that to explain the scenario over there, Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi explains as follows, or in the parallel Gemaras in Eruvin and Menachos, instead of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, instead it says Rabbi Zera. And it was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, or Rabbi Zera explained, Hakol moedim, kol hecha de Omer, kadshila aboy metech shmoinim. Everybody would agree that if to begin with he said, out of these 80, I want 40 of them to be Kaddish, Kadshi, then they are Kurdish. Because then what it means is the other 40 he brought only as backup. In case the first 40 become posel, they become tome, they crack, before he has a chance to shech the toda, then he has 40 as backup. So everybody would agree that that's fine. Lo yikdashu aboim elein ken kadshi shmoinim. But, and on the other hand, the flip side is if he says, I dafka want 80 of them to be Kodesh. I don't even want 40 of them to be Kodesh unless all 80 are able to become Kodesh. Then everybody agrees, loy kadshi. Then they're not Kodesh because the Torah tells us 40 chalas, not 80. Loy nechleku elabestam. The machlokas between Chizkiyah and Rabbi Yochanan is only when it's stam, only when he didn't say one way or the other. So now, Mar Sovalach, Rais, Kamachavin, Chizkiyah holds that he means for achrayus. He wants to have backup in case the original chalas become possible for whatever reason. Then he wants to have backup. The same way as you find many times by korbanos, where a person will designate a second animal as backup. So that works. So therefore, so the 40 of them become kodesh, and the other 40 are there only on deck in case they're needed. Umar sovel a korban gadol from a chaven, whereas Rabbi Yechanan holds, since he didn't say beferush that he's doing it for achrayus, Then therefore it means he's thinking, I want to bring an extra big korban. He's thinking, yeah, sure, the Torah says 40, but I want to make it a bigger, nicer korban and bring 80, and therefore that doesn't work. So that would be the machlokas. So in that case, that has nothing to do with our case. So it's not a matter of basachas or bazachas. There, it's a special case because he actually thinks that he's able to be Makadish, all 80 of them, so says Rabbi Yechanan, because it's Stam, he didn't specify one way or the other, and therefore it doesn't work. But if he were to be Makadish them in a way where he's Makadish 40 and then another 40 as backup, it would work. So therefore, it could be that both of them agree with Rabba's din that kol sheyeshner. And again, we said both of them do agree. If he says I want all 80 of them to be mekodesh, which is the equivalent of saying over here, I want both of you sisters to be mekodesh to me, then we're saying it doesn't work. And Chizkiah would agree with that. That means Chizkiah does agree with Rabba's din as well.
Even though he's a Talmud.
So Chizkiyah is Rabbi Yechanan's Rebbe. Right. Chizkiyah is generations before Rabbah. When we say that Chizkiyah agrees with Rabbah's din, what we mean is, in other words, the din that later on Rabbah stated, the concept was known to earlier Amoraim, such as Chizkiyah, and he's saying his din in accordance with that. Many times we have that. We have throughout Shas, where you'll have a later, a Tana or an Amora says something, and we find that generations earlier, they already knew the concept. We quote it in the name of Pliny, because in the name of Pliny, the Tana or the Amora, because he's the one who expressed it in those words, and his Talmudim learned it from him, and it became commonly known in the Beis Medrash in their name. You know, the same way as, for example, last couple of days, we talked about how Makadosh Bemilva, and we talked about how Dovin and Shoal argued on that point. Now, we were talking about how, you know, Rav was the one who said, I'm Makadosh Bemilva and Makadosh. Rav is 1,000 years after Dovin and Shoal and after Dovin and Shoal's time, but still, we're talking about a din that they knew in their times, and then later on, we're quoting it in Rav's name because he's the one who made it famous in the Beis Medrash, basically. Fine. So the question is, we haven't found any contradictions. So fine, we can say that Rabba's din of kol she'enu b'vasachas, of kol she'enu b'zachas after the b'vasachas anyway, we can say that Rabba's din does hold. That's fine. The question now is, let's go back to the beginning of the sugya. We started by saying that Rami Bachoma had understood our Mishnah, the din in our Mishnah, that you can't be Makadosh two sisters, Basachas, that Rami Bachoma had learned it from a Pasuk, and we said, Rava asked on that and said, based on, doesn't seem to work based on the Pasuk, and therefore Rava needs to explain it based on Rabba. The question is, the Rava, Lama Leila Shanuya Kiraba. Why does, now the question is, the next sugya that we're going to have now is going to talk about a concept called Kiddushin Shlenim Siru Labia. Namely, you can have a case where a man is Makadosh a woman, and it's impossible, well, we're going to discuss in a minute what Kiddushin Shlenim Siru Labia is, but we're going to say Rava himself holds such a thing is not valid Kiddushin in the first place. Now, in this case, Kiddushin Shlenim Siru Labia, he's going to be Makadosh two sisters. Forget about Rabba's point about Vasachas and Vazachazet. The fact is he going to be able to do Bia with either one of them? No, because each one, maybe one of them is the Ashes, maybe one of them is his wife and the other one is Achos Ishtar. So he's not going to be able to have relations with either one of them. And Rava holds such a thing is not valid Kedushin in the first place, as we're going to now start talking about in the Gemara. So therefore, the question is, but Rava Lomaloy the Shanuya Kerava, why does Rava have to zetz ayin and explain that the Mishnah is following Rabba's principle? Typically, doesn't he have a better reason to say the kedushin chain masurin labia ninu? After all, the case of our Mishnah is kedushin shlenim surin labia. And the answer is, you're right. The devar of the Rami Bachamar, Rava is saying his answer only according to Rami Bachamar. He's saying you, Rami Bachamar, are trying to bring from a pasuk. You can't explain that the Pasuk is talking about the case of our Mishnah, because again, then why is there Kodesh? Necessarily, the Pasuk that you brought has to be talking about B'zach HaZeh. Myself, Rava would say, I don't even need an explanation why in the case of the Mishnah there's no Kedushin, because it's Kedushin Shalanyim Sir Labia, and therefore automatically it's not going to be Kedushin anyway. Which brings us now to the next point, which is Itmar. So now we have a discussion on that point. Kedushin She'en Masir and Labia. Exactly that. When you have Kedushin that are not given over to Bia, meaning, in other words, normally Kedushin is going to lead to Nisuin, and eventually you have Bia is going to be accomplished. Here you have that Bia can't be done because, again, with the two sisters, even if we were to say, not like Rabba's principle, even if we were to say that one of them becomes his wife and the other one is Achos Ishtoi, but we don't know which one is which. Therefore, he can't have Bia with either one of them because either one, he might be Chayiv Karis.
They both remember who was who.
Not a matter of remembering. He said to begin with, well, that's what we're going to talk about in a minute. He said, both of you, we're going to talk about in a minute. We're going to talk about in a minute how Rava is going to explain the Mishnah according to that. But anyway, but the point is, so that's how Rashi explains Kedushin She'en Masir and Labia. That it means that he was Mekadosh two sisters. Now, it could also be, it doesn't even have to be that he said both of them. Rava's case would also work if he says to two sisters, one of you is Mekodesh to me, but he didn't say which one. Same problem. One of them, you could argue, becomes his wife. The other one is his wife's sister. Well, Kedushin She'en Masir and Labia, because
but
he can't.
Only one.
But we don't know which one.
The oldest one.
No, not necessarily. No reason to think it should be the oldest one. No. I mean, we're going to bring a Mishnah soon. We're going to bring in the Sugya. We're going to bring a Mishnah from later in the Masechta that mentions older and younger daughters, but still not necessarily. So Rashi says that's the definition of Kedushin She'en Masir and Labia. Tosfos objects to that because Tosfos says, what about Chayvei Lavin? If a Kohen is Mekadosh and Grusha, he can't have beer with her. He's also to have beer with her. It's a Chayvei Lavin, yet Kedushin or Tosfos. So Kedushin She'en Masir and Labia can't just be that you're not allowed to do beer eventually. Rather, Tosfos says Kedushin She'en Masir and Labia means the Isser came about through the Kedushin. Now, a Grusha to a Kohen Gadol, the Isser existed beforehand, before he was ever Mekadosh, or she's already off limits to him as a Grusha. Here, what we mean is there's two sisters, or a mother and her daughter, whatever, any kind of two women where one of them is an heir of a relative to the other. Once he's Mekadosh one, that Kedushin itself makes the other one also to him. That, therefore, it says Tosfos, that's the definition of Kedushin She'en Masir and Labia. So now if he's Mekadosh one of them, and it's clear that he was Mekadosh Rachel, no question Leah is off limits to him. But now when Rachel and Leah are standing there together, and he says, one of you should be Mekadosh to me, it's because of his statement that one of them is going to be also to him, because now Kedushin were Chal on the other one. Therefore, Rava says such thing is not considered Kedushin in the first place, and therefore Kedushin are not Toifus with either one of them. So that's Itmar, Kedushin She'en Masir and Labia. Abaya Omer Havu Kedushin. Abaya says it is valid Kedushin. So the result is, therefore, since we don't know which one is which, he's going to have to give both of them a get. Because one of them is Mekodesh to him, and the other one is also to him, but we don't know which is which. So both of them are going to need a get. Rava Omer Loi Havu Kedushin. And Rava says they're not going to be Kedushin. Omar Rava, so Rava says, Bar Ahina Azbarali, Bar Ahina, the name of a Chacham, explain to me what's the basis for my din. Now, Rava had previously said his din as a matter of Svara, that because Kedushin is supposed to lead to Bia, then therefore, if there's no Bia possible, or like Tosfos says over here, the Kedushin itself prevents the Bia, then that's not going to work. But now he's saying, Bar Ahina showed me there's actually a source in the Pasuk for what I'm saying. The Pasuk says, Ki Yikach Ish Isho V'Ola. When a man takes a woman, meaning with Kedushin, Yikach is Kedushin, like at the beginning of the Masechta, Kicha, Kicha, Mistei Ephron, over Ola, and he has relations with her. Therefore, by that, the Pasuk is implying, Kedushin, I'm assuming the Bia have a Kedushin. Only when the Kedushin is able to lead to Bia are they considered Kedushin. Kedushin, Chain, Masurim, the Bia, have a Kedushin. Okay. So the Gemara says, Tanan. Now let's look at our Mishnah.
A good limud, that's good.
It's apparently it's a good limud, but and therefore Rava says. So Rav, that's the thing. Rava is saying I'm not even learning my din from that. My din I have independently, but now Barahina pointed out to me you have at least maybe you could call it a remez, whatever. You have something in the pasuk that refers to this idea. However, the Gemara says Tanan. But let's look at our Mishnah and see if it fits with what Rava is saying. A Mekadosh Isha Uvita, we said a man is Mekadosh, a woman and her daughter, or Isha V'Achosa, or a woman and her sister, Ka'achas at the same time, Einan Mekudoshes, then they're not Mekudosh. Implying, Now that's because he said to both of them, you both are Mekodesh to me. So there's nothing to talk about one versus the other. Ha achas me isha uvita, implying that if a woman and her daughter were standing there and he says, one of you, oy me isha v'achosa, or two sisters are standing together and he says, one of you, it sounds like Mekodeshes. It sounds like the Mishnah would be implying she is. One of them is Mekodesh. Misafet, we don't know which one. V'amai, now why would that be? Kiddushin chain masurin labia ninu. This is exactly our case of Kiddushin chain masurin labia. Tiyufta de Rava. Wouldn't that be a contradiction on Rava? The answer is Amalach Rava. Rava will answer you, no. V'litaymech, according to your svara, that you're understanding the Mishnah to be talking about a case that the Mishnah is distinguishing between whether he said to the two, to the both of them together, kolchem, versus when he said, one of you, then Rava says, consider the rest of the Mishnah. We'll look at the rest of the Mishnah. There were five women, two of them were sisters. A man gathered a basket of figs. It belonged to them and it was figs of Shvias. The relevance of that, we're going to talk about later on why it's relevant that it was theirs and why it was relevant of Shvius. We're going to talk about that later on. But anyway, the point is, he said, all of you are Mekodesh to me with this basket. Chacham said the two sisters are not Mekodesh. Now, the implication you have to realize is Achoyas who de en Mekodeshes or Nochrius Mekodeshes. So the implication is the other three women who were standing there are all Mekodesh. Well, we have to ask, says Rava, Hey Chidami, what is the scenario? What exactly did he say that we should say that the Kedushin should be Chal on three of them and not on the other two? Ilema de Amak Kulchem. Is it that he actually said Kulchem, that he said all of you? He said to the five of them collectively, all of you are Mekodesh to me. Well, then how could any of the Kedushin be Chal? Atva Chamorhu. Wouldn't that be the equivalent of a case that's discussed in Baba Basra, where a person says to, where Reuven says to Shimon, you, and I'm giving you and a donkey this present. Now, a donkey, being an animal, does not have the ability to be koina anything. Sometimes you hear, every so often, there's an item in the news where somebody died and left their whole fortune to their pet cat or something, but in Halacha, there's no such thing. The cat or the donkey or whatever cannot be koina. It doesn't have das. So therefore, now if a person says atva chamor koni, the atva chamor loikona, the din is that if you say that to somebody, since the chamor is not kona, neither is the other guy, because saying atva chamor means that you're going to be kona only if the chamor is kona.
One has das, yes, the one that does.
So the truth is, you actually have in the Gemara and Baba Basra over there, you do have different opinions on the subject of atva chamor, whether in fact we say. Do we in fact say that neither of them are koina? The chamor can't be koina, neither can the other guy. Or do we say, maybe do we split it up? We do have different opinions, but still, the Gemara over here, for one thing, the Gemara wants to make it work according to all opinions over there, even the opinions that say that in that case loikon. So el alav de omalahu achas mikem. Obviously, the case must be in our Mishnah where he didn't say all of you. He's saying one out of the five of you should be Mekodesh to me. So it's one out of the five, and the Katoni Ein Achoyis Mekodeshes. And yet you're saying, and you're saying neither sister is Mekodesh. So Rava says, well, therefore, that second part of the Mishnah proves my point, that Kedushin Shalom Nimsir Labia are not Kedushin. According to Abaya Fakert, it should be that one out of the sisters is possibly Mekodesh. We just don't know which one. But according to me, that because you're dealing with two sisters over here, now fine, the two sisters don't impinge on the other three because not being the Kaddish, the sisters, doesn't prevent the Kedushin from being Chal on one of the other three. So therefore, that can work. But in any way, the Mishnah says, Ein Achoyis Mekudoshes, so Rava says, Adraba, that case of the Mishnah supports my point that Kedushin Shalom Nimsir Labia are valid Kedushin.
How about this last case then with the Chamor and...
So what we're saying is like this. If he were to say... So that's what Rava is saying. If he were to say Kulchem, given that there were two sisters involved over here, obviously it's not possible for him to be Mekadosh all five. So therefore, that's the equivalent of saying Atva Chamor. That's the equivalent of saying you and a donkey should be Koina this gift. And we're saying at least according to one Deya in Baba Basra, it doesn't work. Nobody is Koina anything, neither the donkey nor the person. The same way over here, if he says kolchem, none of them should be niskadish. And yet the Mishnah is implying that some of them are niskadish. Ein achoyis mekodoshes, implying the other three are. So that has to be. We're not talking about a case of apachamer. Rather, we're instead of saying kulchem, he says, out of the five of you, I'm makadish one of you. So now what Rava says is, the implication of the Mishnah is, the two sisters are completely out of the picture. There's not even a suffix kedushin about either one of them. The other three, we don't know which one of them he was makadish. So therefore, Rava says that proves my point. According to Abaya, where kedushin should learn nimsu labia or kedushin, why shouldn't we have the sisters are in the picture as well? So now the Gemara says, okay, well, the Rava Kasha Reisha, Abaya Kasha Seifa. Well, then it comes out that the beginning of the Mishnah is problematic according to Rava, because the fact is the Mishnah had said at the beginning where he says where he says Ka'achas, which implies that he said Kulchem. He turns to two sisters and he says, both of you are Mekodesh to me. Or for that matter, that he says one of you is Makodesh to me, and the Mishnah is the Mishnah is saying that if he's Makadesh Ka'achas in Makodoshes, what we said, the implication of that is only when he says Kulchem, but if he says one of you is Makodesh to me, the implication is one is Makodesh and we just don't know which one, and it's a suffix, and both of them I'm going to need a get. So that part is problematic for Rava, and the Sefer with the story of the five women, where we just said, we have to be talking about, we said I'm Makadesh one out of the five of you, is problematic to Abaya. Why are the sisters completely out of the picture?
If you said
Kulchem in the Sefer, on the face of it, it's like Atva Chamer. So. So the answer is Abaya Mataris the Taime, Rava Mataris the Taime. The answer is both Abaya and Rava, each one will have a way of explaining the entire Mishnah according to his Shita. Abaya Mataris the Taime. Abaya is going to learn the Mishnah as follows. If he's Makadish, a woman and her daughter or two sisters together, then it's not Makodesh because of Rabba's rule before. You can't do Bazach Hazeh because once you're Makadish Rochel, you can't be Makadish Leah. Therefore, you don't have Basachas. By the way, before we had that, Abaya was asking on Rabba about that. But once Rabba answered all Abaya's questions successfully, then it was saying Abaya himself accepted that that's how it is. And now he's using that principle to explain our Mishnah. So fine. However, the Mishnah would be implying ha achas meisha uvita meisha v'achosa. But if he was Makadish only one out of the two, one, he says to the woman and her daughter, or he says to the two sisters, one of you is Makodesh to me, Mikodeshes, so it would be Mikodeshes. Now it's going to be, we don't know which one, but the Kedushin are going to be Chal, and now both of them are going to need a get. Now Abaya is going to say, he can't, because you have to get us to have Shem Isha, has to have the Shem Isha, and it has to have her name, it has to be written in the Shema. Yeah. No, he's going to have to give two separate gifts.
But which one was. Okay.
No, but yeah. But now, with the sisters, what you could have is if one of them ends up dying, then he could then at that point marry the other one, because two sisters are also only while the first one is alive. A mother and daughter, you don't have that. Once he's Makadish, a mother, the daughter is forever also to her, and vice versa. Yeah. Anyway. Now, Abaya is going to insert into the Mishnah, or kind of like a chasturi mechsera. He's going to add that the Mishnah then implies the im omer haru'uya labia tiskadishli. If he says to begin with, I want to be Makadish only the one that is suitable for bia, then ena makudeshes. Then even if he says to one of the sisters, then even if he says that I'm Makadish one out of the two sisters, ena makudeshes, then that wouldn't work. Because even Abaya agrees, you can't do bia with either one of them, because you're Makadish roch. If you're Makadish rochel, Leia is also. And if you're Makadish Leia, rochel is also. So if he says one of you two, either rochel or Leia is makudesh to me, Abaya is going to agree that there's no bia possible. So therefore, if... Neither one. No, if he says if he's Makadish Rochel and later on he wants to be Makadish Leia, it's not going to be Chal, and of course he's Makodesh to Rochel, and later on he marries her and he does beer with her, no problem. But what we're saying is, if he to begin with, he turns to Rochel and Leia and says, one of you is going to be Makodesh to me, and he didn't specify which one, Abaya is saying it is valid condition. There's not going to be bia possible. Doesn't matter. Abaya holds condition shall nimsu labia, a valid condition. It means each of them is going to need a get from him. But Abaya says, the Mishnah first is talking about a case where he says that he's Makadish the two of them Vasachas, and it doesn't work because Kol She'enev Vasachaseh after the Vasachaseh. Now, Abaya is saying, the Mishnah then is implying, we have to insert the following expression in the Mishnah. If he says, to begin with, I want to be Makadish only the one that I can have Bia with, Now, if he says to two sisters, I'm Makadish one of you, Abaye says, I agree, that won't be Kiddushin because Bia is not possible with either one of them. And he specifically said that he wants to be Makadish only whichever one he could do Bia with. So they've.
So if it's like a one's younger, one you can do Bia with.
No, so nothing to do with younger or older. Wait. So therefore, Umaisa Nami, and now the Mishnah brings in the case with the five women to bolster that point. There were five women, among them were two sisters. A man gathered a basket of figs, and he says, whichever one of you is roi for me for bia should be mekodesh. And the Chacham say, in that case, the sisters are not mekodesh, because Abaye says, That's the case over here. That's exactly the case that's missing, that where the words are missing from the Mishnah. Right. And Abaye is inserting them, that because the sisters, neither one is going to, if he says one of you five is Mekodesh, and since among the five are two sisters, if he does that, neither of the sisters are going to be Rory Labia for him. Therefore, implicitly, when he said in the Mishnah, Hare Kolcham Mekodeshes Li, we need to understand, says Abaye, he didn't actually say Kolcham, he didn't say all five of you. Because then we have the problem of Achra Chamor, like we said before. Rather, what it means is he's saying, whichever of you it would be possible to do Bia with eventually, I am Makadish. Well, by saying that, he's explicitly excluding the two sisters. Therefore, that's why the two sisters are not Makadish, and the other three are, one of the three is Makadish, and we don't know which one. Fine, but conceivably, he could afterwards be Makadish, the other two, and they all three of them will be Roy Labia. After all, one of them, any one of them's Kedushin doesn't impinge on the other one. Why there's not a problem with them being Mekodesh to him, any one of the three of them, right? He said, that's the thing, Abaye is understanding, and the fact is, it is a little bit of a doichet, but nevertheless, this is how Abaye is going to understand the Mishnah. Even though the Mishnah had said kulchem, it doesn't actually mean kulchem, rather it means he said, out of the five of you, whichever ones I'm able to eventually do bia with should be Mekodesh to me. So that excludes the sisters.
But all three are engaged.
But all three, you could say, or Mekodesh, you could say one out of three, and we're not sure which one. But whatever, the point is, in other words, that Abaye would say it's true. If he had not said that, then we would say all five of them are included in the suffix. And therefore, the two sisters are going to need a get, because neither of them is Roy Labia. And the other three, fine, it could be Mekodesh all of them properly and do Bia with all of them. But Abaye would understand the Mishnah that way. And that would still fit with the idea that Kedushin Shalad Nimsir Labi are valid. Meanwhile, the Rav and Matar Tzatayme.
Once it words out of Mishnah and switch them around, they could do going to go.
It's true. And it's true. And the Rashba says, the fact is, it is a bit of a doichik, because he's saying, instead of Kochan, he's saying, but the fact is, you have, again, when we said before, Akra Chamur Laikoni, that is the opinion of Rav Sheshis in that Gemara in Baba Basra. That if he says Afa Chamer Leikoni, the fact is the Rashba says La Halacha. We have the opinion of Rab Nachman in that Gemara in Baba Basra says that he is Koina. The Chamer is not Koina its half, but the man is Koina his half. Therefore, now Abaye, if we go according to Rab Nachman, and the Halacha is like Rab Nachman against Rav Sheshes and that Machlokas, now you don't need that. Now you could say where he said Kulchan Mekudosh Esli, he could actually say you don't have to be Doichik and then change the words of the Mishnah. He could say all five of you are Mekudosh to me, which is the equivalent of Atra Chamer. Nevertheless, Abaye would say that the sisters are excluded because the implication is that he's saying that he wants, fine, Abaye is going to insert a phrase in the Mishnah, which is Chsuri Metzera, but he doesn't have to change Kolchem into Achas Mikem because, according to Rav Nachman, that's not necessary. That's how the Rashba explains all of it. So he's going to insert a Haroi Labia, but he's not going to change Kolchem. Right. Okay. So that's according to Abaye. The Rava Matayot Satayimei. Meanwhile, Rava will explain the Mishnah according to his Shitta, where we said again the ratio of the Mishnah seems to be hard according to Rava. Rava is going to explain like this: Hamakadosh achas me isha uvita. Doesn't mean that he's makadosh both the woman and her daughter. It means he's makadosh one of the two of the woman and her daughter. Oy achas me isha v'achoisa nasik misha kiddush isha uvita isha v'achoisa achas. It's the equivalent of doing them together. The ain't makudoshes and they're not makudosh. Because kedushin shel nimsir labia are not valid kedushin. So he's going to explain the beginning of the Mishnah that way. So therefore it doesn't contradict him. In other words, Rava is going to say that, again, when it said Hamakadish Isho Vita, Ishova Choisa Ka'achas, doesn't actually mean Ka'achas. It means that he's Makadish one out of the two of them, and that's the equivalent of being Makadish both of them together. In other words, according to Rava, there's no difference whether he says one of the two of you or whether he says both of you. Either way, it's Kedushin Shlendim Sir Labia. Either way, Rava holds it's not valid Kedushin. So he's going to understand the ratio of the Mishnah is not drawing a distinction between those two possibilities like the way Abaya would. Rather, the Mishnah is implying that both of them are the same thing. Then, and then the Mishnah continues, Umay Sinami, and in fact, you have a case that bears out this point, V'chomish Noshim, V'an Shtei Achoyis, you had five women, including two sisters, V'lik Yatechad, V'kola Shalta'enim, and a man gathered a basket of figs, V'om Lehen, Arikochan, Mekudoshes, Arikochan, and he says that all of you are Mekudosh. V'achas v'shtei ha'choyes Mekudoshes, v'kal kol azu. And he says, not only all three of you unrelated women, but even one of the two sisters, I want to be Mekudosh with this basket. And then v'om ha'chacham, e'en ha'choyes Mekudoshes, and the Chacham said, neither of the sisters is Mekudosh at all, because Kedushin shal nimsir will be. So in other words, Rashi teaches out that because now since the Mishnah did use the word kulchem, then Rava did not want to have to change the word kulchem into achas mikem. And it can't even mean achas mikulchem, says Rashi. It can't even mean that. It means one out of the five of you, the way Abaya wanted to answer, because Rava says, the fact is, we're going to have a Mishnah later on that implies, we're going to learn tomorrow, Rav Hashem, we're going to say that a woman is able to be a shliach for her chaber to receive kedushin even when they become tzoris. Meaning, in other words, the case of our Mishnah with the five women, it doesn't even have to be, let's say, forget about the sisters for a moment. Let's say about the other three. One of them receives the basket on behalf of the other three, and we're saying that now all three of them are going to be Mekudosh. That means they're all going to become tzaris one to another. Nevertheless, she's able to be a shliach for Kedushin for the other two. We're going to be medayik. That's the Mishnah. We're going to learn tomorrow, Bas Hashem. Therefore, you can't say that it means achas mikolchem, because then neither one is being a shliach for the other one. It has to be that he's actually Makadish, all of them. Therefore, Rav has to take kolchem in the Mishnah literally, that it means all of you. But he's saying it means all of you, including one of the two sisters. Nevertheless, even though he says that, the sisters are not included because Kedushin Shalanim Sulabia. So therefore, so Rav can explain the Mishnah that way. But the Gemara says, Toshma, let's try to prove from a Mishnah in the next Perek. The Mishnah says, a Makadish is Bitei Stam, a man is Makadish's daughter, meaning that he accepted Kedushin on her behalf without specifying which one. And Rashi says, for example, he would say, well, the man would say, one of your daughters is Makadish to me, but he didn't specify which one. Now it's true that Pnei Yeshua says to address your point before about older and younger daughters. If he said bitchom kudeshesli, then we would assume it's the older one. But because he's achas mi bnei secha, one of your daughters, then not necessarily. Now Rashi himself learns differently later. When we're going to learn that Mishnah on Daf Samach Dalet, Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns not like the Pnei Yeshua wants to learn in him, that he says it doesn't really matter whether the guy says Achas v'bnei Secha or whether he says Biti and doesn't specify. Either way, you have the suffix, whether he means his older daughter or his younger one, but the Pnei Yeshua wants to learn that there would be that distinction. Anyway, the point is, So
he's Makadish.
So a man accepts Kedushin on behalf of his daughter Stam. Ain ha Burgris Bechlal. Now any daughters of his that are already Burgris are not included because he can't accept Kedushin on their behalf. Now the implication is Hok Tanis Bechlal, implying that all his daughters who are below that age are all included in the suffix. Now Vamai Kedushin Chain Masur and Labia. Isn't that Kedushin Chain Masur and Labia? The man goes to Lavan and he says, one of your daughters, Rachel or Leah, is Mekudosh to me. He doesn't specify which one. Both Rachel and Leah are Ktanis, and therefore, so we're saying that there's a suffix whether he meant Rachel or whether he meant Leah. And we're saying that both of them are included in the suffix. Or Tiyuv to Rava. Now this would be a contradiction on Rava because Kedush and Chain Masur and Labia.
You know, to the father, which one?
It's not up to the father which one, because the man said to begin with, one of your daughters, and he didn't specify. So the answer is Amalach Rava. Rava can answer you. The Mishnah can be talking about the man has only two daughters. One's already a Begeres and the other one's a Ktana. So therefore, the Kedushin necessarily a Chal on the Ktana, because the Gdola is not in his Rishus. The Gemara says, Habogrois Katani. It says Bogrois in the plural, implying that he has more than one older daughter. And then Bapashtus Yasa has also more than one younger daughter. And the answer is, my bogus to Alma. We don't mean that he himself has more daughters that are bogus. We mean in general, when you talk about collectively all the girls in the world, you have, in other words, you can talk about that there's men who have daughters who are bogus and men who have daughters who are tannis. This particular case, we're talking about he has only one big and one small. I mean, the truth is, all we need for this purpose really is he has to have one who's small. It doesn't matter really how many bogus he has. Either way, they're out of the picture. But fine, well, if we're saying bogus and canis, we assume that if one of them is meant as a plural, then the other one is also, and if not, then yeah. Okay, well, the Gemara says, Yehochi Maila Memra. Well, then what's the chidush? Of course, if there's only one little daughter, then she's the one who's Mekodesh, because who else could it be? The answer is Hocha. So in other words, if you're going to say that the Mishnah wants to inform us that even when Kiddushin Shalonim Sirulabiyah are valid Kiddushin, and therefore even like Abaya, then fine, there's a big Kiddush in that. But according to Rabbah, that if there were more than one daughter, there'd be no Kiddushin over here anyway. And the only way the Kiddushin are going to work is if there's only one small daughter, and the fact that there were the Bogris are out of the picture, then what's the Kiddush? That the man says, one of your daughters is Mekodesh to me, who else could it be? The answer is Hoch Maiskin and the Shavisi Shliach. The answer is you could say the Begera is fine. She's not in her father's reshus for him to receive Kedushin on her behalf, but she could appoint him a Shliach to accept Kedushin on her behalf. Because she appointed him a Shliach, then therefore he's able to receive Kedushin on her behalf. Now, we did learn before, it is true, we learned a few days ago that a son is not so chutzpahdik as to appoint a father, his father as a shliach to be makadish for him. But one difference is, the fact is, I mean, Meforshim, I haven't seen Meforshim address this point, but maybe, first of all, you could say, okay, nevertheless, the fact is she was chutzpahdik, she did do that, let's say. Or second of all, you could have, maybe there's a difference with a daughter where she doesn't usually go out to look for kedushin on her own. Ish davke l'chazer, ish in davke l'chazer, so therefore, maybe it's different that maybe she's going to appoint her father to go find a shidduch for her.
Father's a best magician and she can't come with him.
Whatever, yeah, I'd say. Okay, so therefore, so she appointed him a shliach. So you're going to think when the father is receiving kedushin, maybe he does have her in mind as well. Therefore, you have the suffix, does it takamin, the younger daughter, whom he's able to accept kedushin, or his older one where she voluntarily told him, accept kedushin on my behalf. Kamash Malan, therefore, according to Rabbah, the Chiddush would be that a person is not going to set aside something where he himself has a Hana from it. Namely, the Ketana, when he receives the Kiddushin, he himself gets to keep that money. As opposed to the Begeris, the money is going to go to his older daughter. So therefore, we can assume he's more likely, if he's accepting Kiddushin money, that he's accepting it where he himself is going to be able to keep it, namely for his younger daughter. That would be the Chiddush of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, still, what kind of an answer is that? Why? The Mishnah could equally well be talking about a case where the older daughter tells him, Tati, go be Makadish a man, go accept Kiddushin for me, and you can keep the money. So in either way, he's keeping it. So then you don't have that consideration. No, but the point is, in other words, the Mishnah is not specifying. All the Mishnah is saying is he received Kedushin, and we say as a blanket statement, Eina Bogris Bechlal. The Bogris are not included at all. Now, why not? You could have a case where the Begeris not only appointed her father a Shliach to receive Kedushin, but also said you get to keep the Kedushin money, and still we're saying as a blanket statement, Eina Bogris Bechlal. Why? The answer is, Afilo Hochi, even so, you can say the logic, Lo Shavik Inish Mitzvah de Ram Yaleh, a person is not going to set aside a mitzvah that's incumbent on him, namely to marry off his daughter when she's a ketana and she's fully under his reshus, but of a mitzvah, Lo Ram Yaleh, and instead do a mitzvah that's not so incumbent on him, where, fine, his daughter appointed him a shliach, but it's not as much of a mitzvah on him because already she's an independent person and she's able to receive kedushin on her own.
Which was.
But he wants him to be a shliach.
He wants her old daughter to get married for her because she's older.
It's possible, but on the other hand, you could say that that's less of a mitzvah on him, and therefore the chiddush of the Mishnah is that we're saying ain't a bergris b'chlal, unless the other guy specified that I want to marry your older daughter, then we're going to assume that ain't a bergris b'chlal.
Unless
so yeah. Okay. Fine. So therefore, so again, that Mishnah is not necessarily a contradiction on Rava, because we can explain the Mishnah talking that the Mishnah is talking about that scenario.
And the daughter hired asked the father to
be. So we're talking about the older daughter asked the father to receive kedushin on her behalf, and even told him, "You can keep the kedushin money." Nevertheless, when a man comes and says, "I want to be makadosh your daughter," ain't a bogus bechlal. We're still going to say the bogus are not included, and the assumption is that only the younger daughter is going to be Makudish. Now, if there's more than one younger daughter, then you have the issue that, according to Rava, it's Kedushin Shalem Nimsu Labia, and there's no Kedushin at all. Fine. Okay, the Gemara says, here's another question on Rava. Toshma, here's another question. That further on in that Mishnah, it also talks about, Mishi Yesh L'Shtei Kitei Bonis B'Shtei Noshim. Suppose a man has two sets of daughters from two wives. So first he married Sarah, and he had two daughters with her. Then he married Rivka, and he had two more daughters with her. And for Omar, now later on he says, Kidashti es biti agdola, I received kedushin on behalf of my older daughter. The eni yedeya im gdola shibagdolas, I don't know which one it was. Is it the older one of the first set? Or maybe it means the older one of the younger set, and she's also older relative to her younger sister. Maybe it even means the younger one of the first set, because she is, after all, older than the girls of the second set. So in other words, three out of the four are conceivable, or conceivably might have been the one who were miskadish. Kol an asuris, all of them are going to be usur unless they receive a get from him. Again, in other words, only the youngest of the second one. And Rashi, by the way, adds, if there's more than two daughters from each set, then also the middle ones in each set are also going to be included in the suffix. The only one who's going to be completely escaped the suffix is going to be the youngest of all the daughters.
And what's with this thing that a guy has to know who he's getting games to?
The man himself, the chosin himself, could have come and said, "I'm Makadish one of your daughters."
Just have to know who.
Well, that's the thing. That's what we're going to discuss. Kedushin shel nimsu labia. That's exactly what we're talking about. One second, divrei Rav Meir. So the mayor says, so chutz me'aktanis u'b'aktanis, the only one who's completely mutter is the youngest of the youngest set. Divrei Rav Meir. So that's what Rav Meir holds. So you see from that kedushin shel nimsu labia are chal, because after all, can he marry any of these girls? No, they're all sisters. They're all half sisters at least, and they're all, once one of them is makodesh to him, all the rest of them are also to him. So there, and yet we see that Rav Meir holds that the kedushin are valid. How would that fit with Rava's point?
It would be considered.
It's all suffic kedushin.
What, one says the other says that
they have the same father. They have the same father. Forget about Medarabon. Medaraisa. You're not allowed to marry a woman and her sister, whether they're paternal or maternal sisters. Bnei Noyach is different, but we're not talking about that. So the Gemara says, so therefore, according to Rava, why should there be any kedushin here at all? Kedushin shalanim sir labia. The answer is Hochmaiskin Shahukru all of a Saifnis Auru. The case would be that to begin with, we knew which one. The father at the time knew which one he accepted kedushin on behalf of. Then he forgot. So now it was kedushin shiruim labia at the time. So therefore, even Rava is going to agree that's valid kedushin. And the Gemara says, De Kanami. In fact, you can prove that from the wording of the Mishnah. Dekatani eni yedea, because the father says, I don't know, implying now I don't know, but I used to know. Volakatani en yodua, as opposed to if it was never known in the first place, then it would, the expression would be en yodua, it is not known, because in other words, there'd be no way to know. Now the Tosfos Arosh points out it's not going to be a contradiction to Abaya. Because a buyer would say any yedea could also mean something that he never knew in the first place. But Rava is going to say that any yedea specifically means something that I don't know now, which I used to know.
Didn't we say that we learned from Sukkim that she has to agree?
The Ketana doesn't have to. We said that it's right. We said at the beginning of the Perek that a man shouldn't be Makadish his younger daughter until she's old enough to say B'ploini Ani Roitze. But nevertheless, he has the ability, Midar Aisa, to accept Kedushin on behalf of his daughter. We're talking about Ketanis. We're talking about all the case of here is all the girls are Ketanis Unairis. Okay, so then the Gemara says again, Hochi Maila Memra. So Shema Mina. So that proves Rava's point that that we're talking about Hukru of Osoif Nisar, where we originally knew which one was Makodesh and now we forgot. So the Gemara says, Yehochi Maila Memra. Well, then in that case, what's the Chiddush? And the answer is, La Pukim in the Rabbi Yossi. The Chiddush of the Mishnah could be to tell us not like Rabbi Meir wants to tell us not like Rabbi Yossi. The Omar, where Rabbi Yossi says in that same Mishnah, Loi Mochis Inish Nafshel Sveka. A person does not put himself in a suffix. When he says Gdola, he specifically means my oldest daughter, the oldest of all of my daughters. So therefore, so Rabbi Yossi holds in that Mishnah, Fakir, not like Rabbi Meir, that three out of the four of them are also. Rather, Rabbi Yossi would say only one out of the four is Makodesh, the oldest of the first set. So therefore, because when he says Gdola, he doesn't want to put himself into a situation of suffix, and therefore he has in mind that it means Dafka the Gdola.
Even though he doesn't have resisted to accept the Yusuf.
No, we're talking, and again, we don't mean Dola as in she's already, we just mean Dola as in the oldest. Yeah. So therefore, so the mayor wants to tell us, I don't agree with Rabbi Yossi. Kamash Malan, therefore, the mayor wants to tell us that no, demachis in a shnafshal sveka, a person might put himself into a suffix. A person might say something which is going to result in a suffix, and therefore we have the concern that maybe Dola doesn't mean exclusively the oldest, maybe it means one of the oldest.
Not that he's daughters that are Ketanish should have to get gifted. That's
right. Okay, the point is, in other words, that Rav Meir is saying, we're going to learn about it more, and Daf Samach Dalet, Bes Hashem, that Rav Meir is saying that a person might say something where there's more than one way to understand what he meant.
Even though
it's going to have implications, but nevertheless, we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about that on Daf Samach Dalet. We're going to bring things that we learned, for example, in the Dorim about that. We're going to talk about that. Anyway, the point is that would be the chiddush of the Mishnah, not whether kedushin shenimsur labio or not, but the chiddush that the mayor wants us to know that he disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. Okay, the Gemara says another one. Toshma, let's try to prove from another Mishnah. A Mishnah says in Yevamos, Misha kiddush achas mishtei achoyos. A man was mekadosh one of two sisters. The eni yadea is a kiddush, and he doesn't know which one he was mekadosh. Noisin get lazu get lazu, so he has to give a get to each one. Kiddushin shalonim sur labia, and yet he needs to give a get to each one. That works like a baya, doesn't work like rava. And the Gemara answers again. Again, we knew originally which one he was mekadosh, and later on it was forgotten. Dekanami, again, you have the same deal because we said before, Dekatani Eni Yadea for like Katani Eni Yadua. So therefore, again, Rava can say the same deal that there's a difference between whether they knew to begin with and forgot, or whether they never knew to begin with. Abaya wouldn't make that distinction, but Abaya would make that distinction, but Rava would.
Why bring the same cases again?
Because it's a different Mishnah. So again, the Gemara says, Yehochi Maila Memra. Well, then what's the Chiddush? The previous Mishnah, you could say, fine, the Chiddush is because you have the Meir and Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Meir wants to tell us, I don't agree with Rabbi Yossi. This Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, so what's the Chiddush? The answer is Sefer. You're right, but it's the Mishnah could be saying that ratio only as an introduction to the Sefer, because the Sefer continues, Mess, what if this man who was Makadish, one of the two of them, now died, the Loi Och Echon, he has one brother, Cholatz L'Shtehen, that one brother has to do chalitza to both of them. He can't do yibum with either one of them because it might not be eishes achiv. It might be one of them is his brother's wife. The other one would be achos zekukosai, who is also to him derabanan.
What was the case again?
The case is that Reuven goes over to two sisters and he's makadosh one of them. And we know at the time he was makadosh one of them. Later on, we're not sure which one it was. So now what happens is when Reuven dies, Shimon can't do Yibum with either one of them because either one of them is his brother's wife, but the other one is the wife of his Zekuka, because he has Zika with one of them, and therefore and then the other one is her sister, and the Dirabanan, Achos Zekukase, is also to him. Therefore, the result is he's going to have to do Chalitza with both of them.
So we just engage because they would know who
the wife is. We're talking about just engage, but engage is Kedushin. It's still considered, we don't mean, you know, really when we touch Kedushin as engagement, it's not really right. An engagement, you don't need to get to anything. Here we're talking about actual Kedushin. He said, I react Mekudeshously. Yeah. So then he has to do Chalitza. He can't do Yibum with either one of them because she might be Achos Zekukase. On the other hand, continues the Mishnah.
He can't do one, give the other one.
No, so that's the problem. Then it would be Achos Chalutzasa, the same problem. Hoyuloi Shnayim, what if Reuven had two brothers? Fine. Echad Cholutz ve'echad Miyabim. One of them has to do Chalitza with one of the sisters, and the other one can do Yibum with the other one because one way or the other. either she was Reuven's wife and now he's Mekayim Yibum, or she wasn't and he's marrying a woman who's unrelated to him. Fine, her sister was his brother's wife, but that doesn't matter. That doesn't make her also to him.
Are they one sisters?
They were sisters. Reuven was Mekadesh one of either Rachel or Leah. Reuven died. Now you have Shimon and Levi. Shimon does chalitza with one of the sisters. Shimon does chalitza with Rachel. Now Leah, one way or the other, either Rachel. So now what do we have? Either Rachel was married to Reuven. In that case, she has chalitza. She's free to go. Leah was never married to Reuven in the first place. In that case, either of the brothers could conceive. Well, Shimon maybe can't marry her because she'd be achos chalitza. But Levi could certainly marry her. He didn't do chalitza with her sister. Or Rachel was never married to Reuven. In that case, the chalitza was nothing. It was like chalitza with an unrelated woman. And Leah is the actual Yavama. And fine, Levi is doing Leah. Levi is doing Yibum with Leah. No problem. So that works.
So the Yibum and also Kedushin together. Yes, the both.
Yes, so Kedushin did Abban and Kazmaima. We're not getting into that.
Oh.
But the point is...
it's not sure if she's actually the wife or not. Then you have to Kedushin because she might be...
Yeah, fine. Okay, so maybe he has to do Maima. Fine, maybe. Okay, but the point is, in other words, that the point is that once his brother did chalitza, the zika goes away. So therefore, one way or the other, either there is a zika on Rachel, and now that's gone, and Leah is b'chlal not related to them, or the zika is on Leah, and good, Levi's doing yibum with Leah. And the Mishnah continues. Im kodmu v'kansu, if the two brothers do go and marry the two sisters, ein matzianos in miyadam, we don't force them to get divorced. It is true that he married a woman who might be achos sukukasai, but since that's only midrabanan, b'diyevad, we're not going to force them to get divorced. So that's the chiddush. Davka michlot v'hadri yibumi. It has to be in the order that Shimon does chalitza and then Levi does yibum. With the other woman. Avo yabumi v'hadim michlatz loy. The point is, you can't do it the other way. First do the yibum with Rachel, then do the chalitza with Leah. De kapoga b'achoy sikukose, because now you have a problem. Leah might be this kuka, and you're marrying achoy sikukose, which you're not allowed. So that would be the chiddush of that Mishnah. So Rava would say that that not necessarily is that. So that Mishnah is talking about hukru v'soif nisarvu, and the chiddush is this point, the continuation of the Mishnah about the yibum and the chalitza, that has to be done in that order. That's the chiddush, and therefore the Mishnah mentioned the first part only by way of introduction there, but not necessarily. Is there a chiddush in that resha? Because yeah, it's kedushin shalani. Not kedushin shel nimsu labia, because to begin with we knew which one was mekodesh to him. We just afterwards forgot. So we'll continue tomorrow, Beis Hashem, and we'll continue with more attempted proofs against Rava, and continue this sugya of kedushin shel nimsu labia, and eventually tell us who the halacha is like.
This mission was brought up for the sake.
Yeah.